We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 13 lines down on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We are continuing the sugya of Rabba and Rav Chista about Hoyel. Rabba and Chista argued, if you bake something or cook something on Yontif for tomorrow, for Hoyel, Shaila is, you get Malkus or not. According to Rav Chista, you get Malkus. According to Rabba, you don't get Malkus. Why not? Because you can say Hoyel of Mikli Archim. Amar Rabbi Machama. So we're starting at the end of a line, the 13th lines down. Amar Rabbi Machama. Hod Rav Chista v'Rabba. This machlokes Amarayim, Rav Chista v'Rabba, is machlokes the Rav Eliezer v'Rav Yeshua. It's really the machlokes of our Mishnah of Rav Eliezer v'Rav Yeshua. The Rav Eliezer saw v'Amrin Hoyel. Rav Yeshua saw v'Loyam Rin Hoyel. That means we had in our Mishnah a shaila. How do you take off challah? How do you do a froshes challah when it comes to matzahs on Pesach? Because and we're talking about a case where there were tamei, and if it was tamei, the kohen can eat it. So what do you do? You can't bake it because the kohen it's tamei. So you're baking it for no reason. You're not baking a yontif. I leave it, it'll become chametz. So it was machlokes. According to Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, he said, don't worry about chametz because it belongs to challah anyway. It belongs to the shevet of kohen anyway. So there's no chiyuv challah at that time. There's no chiyuv chametz on someone else's chametz on challah on talking about the shevet kohen. There's no chiyuv chametz. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you could just bake it. It won't become chametz. I'm not allowed to bake something that's no tzairich. Teretz is here. You don't know what you're going to eat, so therefore you're allowed to bake it. So now the Gemara says that maybe a machlekes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda, if you're allowed to bake it, is a machlekes of hoyel. That Rabbi Yehuda says that you hold of a hoyel. What does it mean you hold of a hoyel? Because you're saying since it's you might eat any one of these, so that's called hoyel. Or you could say like hoyel that you could take off challah from each piece. So that's why you have a hoyel. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda who says that you're allowed to bake it, even though part of it will go to challah, there's a hoyel. Because hoyel, maybe every single piece I'll eat, just I'll take off challah every single matzah. And Rabbi Shua says, you don't say hoyel. So maybe this machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Chista is really machlekes Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda. We're just starting with Mashiach. So to Gemara, I'm not Papa, no, I can be machalik. And I can say that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua are not totally Rabbi and Rav Chista. I'm Rabbi Papa, Vaduma, Ad kan lekom Rabbi Yehuda hosam, the Amrin and hoyel. That we said, maybe really Rabbi Yehuda could stim with Rav Chista does not have a hoyel, do not hold of hoyel. Just there he holds of hoyel. Why? El be into the ka'ayla tanuru, because when you put the chalas into the oven, kol chodav v'chodah chazal day. Every single one was royal for you. Avahacha, but here, but a case where you're baking for tomorrow, the la'orchim with the chazis, you're finished eating, you're not going to eat it. It's only royal for orchim. L'dedei le'chazi, but it's not royal for you. Eimahachi nami deloy amrin hoyel. Maybe here you don't say hoyel. So don't tell me because Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah allows you to bake challah, even bake challah, then be mafresh challah, that he holds of hoyel. He doesn't really hold of hoyel. There, every single challah is royal for him. That's why he holds of hoyel. Masha inkein, by a regular case of hoyel, was only for Archim, there, you don't say hoyel. And Amar Rav Sheish Rei Rabbi Yidi, the other way also. V'dil Malohi, also, you're not going to say that Rabbi Yeshua holds of that does not hold of hoyel. No, loy, I can't look over if you hold of hoyel. He only says by challah that you don't say hoyel. The ika chodah, there's only one challah here. The lechazel of the day, loy l'archim. One piece of this challah will not be right for anyone. It's to go in the garbage. It's tummy. It's not right for him. It's not right for archim. So you don't say hoyel there. Have a halcha, but here the chazi miyas l'archim. The whole thing is right for archim. Ain't machin now in hoyel. May you do say hoyel. So what the Gemara says is like this. Let's just recap the Gemara because it's important Rashi to speak out there. The Gemara Rav Yochanan wants to say Mechlekes Rav Chista Rabba say Hoyel not. It's really Mechlekes Rav Eliezer Rav Yeshua if you say Hoyel or not, and that means like we touched that the Gemara said that Rav Eliezer allows you to bake the whole entire dough, even though part of it will be going to challah and to the garbage. It's still mutter to do it Hoyel, but maybe you're going to eat every piece. Just take off a little piece for challah each piece, and Rav Yeshua says no, you can't bake it. You just leave it. Aye, it's chametz. We're not worried about that. So that's what we learned the Mechlekes now. The truth is that if you remember the Gemara by the beginning of the sugya, it sounded like there was another hoyel over here. The Gemara there sounded like we said that the kuli alma tevis no any mama. It means the kuli alma we hold there's no iser chametz when it comes to challah. So what was Pshat Rabbi Eliezer? I said you had to bake it. Just leave it. Why do you have to bake it? So the Gemara said before we had the girsa was because since he could be shoyel, he could be make a forest in the dorim on the challah. That's what makes it his. That's the Gemara said for. That's what it means. Rav Leizer holds of Hoyle. And here the Gemara doesn't talk about that Hoyle. What happened to that Hoyle? What happened to that Hoyle over there? Which is a Hoyle. We're saying it's a Hoyle l'chumru. So because of that, the Rashi says that we don't hold that the Girsa and the Gemara before. And that's not called Hoyle. Hoyle that you could be Shoyle on something is not called Hoyle, because the mice right now, it's not yours. And that's why you can't be Chayev and Chametz on it. And he says, really, Rabbi Yez and Rabbi Yeshua agree that you're not Chayev on Chametz on this Hafrosh Shchala. The Machlekes says, am I allowed to go and bake it? That's the whole Machlekes of Rabbi Yeshua and Mishnah. Are you allowed to go and bake it? Are you allowed to bake it? Rabbi Yeshua is not allowed to, they're not allowed to go and bake it. And we'll see soon in the Gemara that maybe there's two Machlekes in between Rabbi Yez and Rabbi Yeshua. It could be Rabbi Yez holds also Toivis Hanoah Mamma, and that's why Chayev and Chametz. We'll see momentarily. Zog the Gemara. Amaru Rabbanan Kamedi Rav Yirmiya. The Rabbanan said in front of Rav Yirmiya and Rav Zeira, they said over this Rami Vachama that says that the Machloikis in our Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, if you let him bake the challah and then take off Mafrosh's challah, that's Machloikis Rabba and Rav Chis, the same Machloikis, Hoyle or not. The Rabbanan said over this thing in front of Rav Yirmiya and Rav Zeira. Rav Yirmiya Kibla, Rav Zeira like Kibla. Rav Yirmiya was Makabal, this Pshat. Rav Zeira was not Makabal. Only Rav Yirmiya and Rav Zeira, Milsa the Kashulon va'asik kamashandi v'may pligi. You know, he told Rav Yirmiya and Rav Zeira, you were bothered by this all the years. What exactly is the machlokes for Lezer Rav Yeshua? You were kash v'may pligi for Lezer Rav Yeshua. Hashto amru m'shmei the gav rava. Now I tell you m'shem ram v'chama a pshat. Lo in the kabbal, you're not going to kabbal the pshat. Amalei, he answered, hey kabbalo, I can't be kabbal that pshat. The whole machlokes is hoyle not. Why? The tanino, we have a brisa that says like this. Omalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Eliezer, who says, you're allowed to bake it. So he tells Rabbi Yeshua tells Rabbi Eliezer, Lidvarecha, fiyu, hareyu oivem shum lesasikom alacha. You're a oiver, lesasikom alacha. You are baking for no reason. Again, why? Because what you're doing is you're baking the whole entire challah, and then after you have frosh's challah. Part of that challah can't be eaten by the kohen's tameh, you're going to burn it. So you're baking something on yontif for shloim letzarech. So in the brisa it says, Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, what are you doing? Lesasikom alacha. Veshosiklay, and in the brisa, Rav Eliezer has an answer, and so the isa. So Rav Zeira says to him, I mean, this brisa, if you held like Rami Vachama, that's telling the machlokes of hoyle or not. So why didn't he answer? Why didn't he answer? The isa lemele time dimish hoyle. He should have answered. You know, zalis tasek v'lacha. I have a hoyle. Hoyle means that maybe I would have took off a little piece of every single matzah, and therefore everything has to be baked. So that's why I don't like the pshat of hoyle, because he didn't answer it. So he says back to him. So Rav Yirmiya says back to Rav Zeira, "Omalei v'latameich elafiyu." I'll tell you a kash for you. How does the name of Raisa? Raisa says, "What's Rav Eliezer's time to Rav Yeshua?" Omalei Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer tells Rav Yeshua, "Dvarecha, if you're going to leave it, harei oiver mishum ba'yira ba'yamotze. If you leave the dough and what you do is you take off challah while it's dough, and you only bake the part they're eating, the challah you're going to leave. So Rav Eliezer tells Rav Yeshua, you're going to be oiver ba'yira ba'yamotze. Turn it to chametz." But Shasiklay, and it was quiet. Here also he doesn't have an answer. This is the Bryce is talking. The Mishnah already explained Pshat and Rav Yeshua, the Tanan. This is not the chametz that you chayef for. This is not the chametz that you chayef for, because this is chametz that belongs to Shevet Kayin. And that's the answer. And still in the Brisa, he was quiet. Ela shasiklei b'Brisa, mahal levesdisim. He was quiet in the Brisa, but in the Mishnah, he explains it. Hachinami, here was in this Brisa where he has a kasha, lesasikom alacha, and he could have answered hoyel. Emor shasiklei b'Brisa, in the Brisa, he's quiet. V'ahadlev mechal tachrita, but in a different place, maybe he answers. So Akaponim, the way Rashi explains, so after learning this Brisa, it's clear that Rabbi Eliezer has to hold of hoyel, because he has the time lesasikom alacha. And he also holds that you chayef for chametz if you leave it, because he told Rabbi Yeshua what happened by Rabbi Amatzah. So it means he holds. So why taka don't you hold? It belongs to the challah. So why taka chayef by Amatzah? So it must be he holds toives hana mamun. That to have a right to give it to someone is called mamun. So it comes that there are two machlokes. When we learn our Mishnah, when we learn our Mishnayis, lezech nishma. So when you have to throw pshat in the Mishnah, there's two machlokes similar to Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. One machlokes is if you say hoyel or not, and number two is if toives hana mamun or not. And we'll explain. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you're going to take off challah while it's dough and leave it, let it ferment and become chametz, you have a big problem. Because you're chayiv ba'yirah ba'yamotzah. Ay, it's not yours, belongs to the kohen. No, because since it's toivis hanam mamun, I give it to whoever I want, it's my chayiv, you're chayiv chametz. That's number one. And Rav Shua says, no, belongs to the Kohen. There's no, belongs to Shevet Kuna. There's no by Rabbi Matzah. That's Chagas number one. Chagas number two is, Rav Eliezer says, you're not allowed to leave it. It's what you do. You're allowed to bake it. Ah, you're not allowed to bake something for no reason. No, because since there's a hoyle that I could take off from every matzah after it's baked, little challah, so every matzah has to be baked. So you have hoyle. Rabbi Shua says, no such thing as hoyle. So there's two machlekesim. Do you say hoyle or not? And do you say tayyar and a moment or not? There's two machlekesim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. So the Gemara Vayta, Tanya, Lintan Abraisa, Rabbi Eimer Halacha Karab Eliezer. Rabbi says we pass in like Karab Eliezer, that means we will pass in like hoyle, and we pass in like that it is chametz, so you have to bake it. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Halacha Kaben Beseira. Rabbi Yitzchak says we pass in Kaben Beseira. Ben Beseira is another man Yama who's like Rabbi Eliezer's idea, but he doesn't hold of hoyle. He holds that what you should do is, you mafresh chala right now, but you can't leave it either. You can't bake it because of the hoyle. But you can't leave it either because he holds that by Rabbi Matzah. So what do? You put it into cold water, as it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah says you put it into cold water. So Rabbi Yitzchak says the pasuk of Mishnah. But Kamashir Issa, how big could the Issa be? And you put it into water, won't become chametz. Rabbi Shmuel, Benoy Shem Yechem Ebreika, Omer, Bechitim Kabayim, Bechitim could be two kabim big. Over Seirim, Shloshes Kabim, and by Seirim it could be even three kabim big. A kav is six lugin. So it could be a kav is four lugin rather. A kav is four lugin. So by chitim it could be two kav, which would be eight lugin. Uva sa'irim shloishes kavin, which would mean 12 lugin. That's how big of size of dough it could be. And still throw into the cold water and it will not become chametz. Rav Nosson oimer v'shem Rav Eliezer chiluv dvarim, the opposite. That chitim is three kavim and sa'irim is two kavim. Shah, what gets chametz faster? Shmuel v'yachar says that chitim gets chametz faster than sa'irim, and Rav Nosson will be the opposite. Right the Marakasha, Rav Yechon Breker says, Kabin, Chitin is two kav, and Sarim is three kav. Vatanya, Vishmal, Vilesh, Rav Yechon Breker, Eimer, Bechitim, Shloshes kav, and Sarim, Arba, kav. It says a little more here. It's still the same thing, that Chitim is easy to become Chametz, but here it says, Chitim, you have up to three kav, and I could do, and my Sarim, I have up to four kav, so it's one more. Loikasha, Habachasichsa, Habama'al Yasa. One is talking about the flour is not fine flour, and you have to take out the chaff. So out of three kabin of chitim, you land up with two kabin of flour to make dough. And out of four kabin of sairim, you land up with three kabin of flour to make dough. So I'm Rav Papa, and that's why it's not a stira. They're all the same thing. The amount of flour is two kabin l'maisa, but it came out of three because that was flour that wasn't fine. And by sairim, it was three came out of four. So I'm like, Papa, Shema Mino, Garen Chiti Chasichsa Mechita Ve'al Yisa. Tfei, Midigaren Asari Chasichsa Masari Ve'al Yisa. When you have flour that has pieces in it, that are chitim, it's worth less than Sa'irim. Why? Because out of three kavin, all could you extract is two kavin of chitim. That means it goes down by a third. Mashaykh by Sa'irim, when you have four kavin, you can turn it to three. So it only goes down by a quarter. So what goes down more? Chitim gets worth less, more. It goes down more in value than Sairim, because it only lands up into two out of three. So it loses a third of its value. You see, a big thing, you'll lose a third. And by Sairim, you lose only a quarter. Dilu ha'asam tilsa. There, it's a third. V'acharev, here, it's a quarter. Amar Rav. Rav says the shear that you can throw into water and not become chametz is kaba melugna lepischa. It's the kav that comes from the city of Lugna. V'chein lechala. And challah also, the chiyuv challah, when you have to mafresh challah, is the chiyuv when it's a kav melugna. So it sounds like one kav is chayv challah already. Feitig mar akasha v'atanyo v'atanam, we learned in the Mishnah, that the halacha is, chiyuv challah is chameshes rivoim kemach void, rashna garis void, chameshes rivim kemach. It's five quarters of kemach, which means a quarter of a kav is lug. It says five lugim of kemach is the shir challah, which Rashi explains is talking about lugim tzipayrim, because we'll go quickly through the cheshbon that says asiris ha'efa. Ha'efa is three sa'am, and a sa' is six kabin. So it's 18 kabin is ha'efa. 18 kabin is 72 lugim, because each kab is four lug. 72 lugim. Asiris ha'efa is 7.2 lug. 7.2 lug is a shir challah. And that was Shir Midbarius. It went to Yishamas, went to 6 Lugim, and then it went to Tzipayim, it's 5 Lugim. 5 Lugim Kamach is Chayv Echala, which is a Kav and a quarter. So how can you say one Kav is Kav Melugim, or is Chayv Echala? It has to be a Kav and a quarter to be Chayv Echala. Zogt die Gemara, Hoche Kamar. Kav and Lugim, Nam B'Yahai Shurikai. The Kav and Lugim is also, it equals 5 Lug of our Lugim, so that's a kav melugno. So come, that's chayv echala taka, and that's the shear that our Gemara said that came out for the fidus man liyama. If you rav, it was if you rav. That's the shear that does not become chametz. Like upon him, that's what comes out in the Gemara. Was saying that if you want to go like memseri, you have to put a certain amount. You have to put into water. And what's the shear that won't become chametz in the water? It's about chaykasi if it's 2 kav and 3 kav and sa'irim chitim or kav melugno.